Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Because some of us, I think, woke up very early in the morning in preparation to come to this meeting. Some are lucky. I think they have just started, I'm sure, just few hours back to come here. We may not be lucky, all of us. So welcome, honorable members. We have done everything that we're supposed to do to, in order to have this meeting today. Merely, the biggest reason is for us to be able to complete this this bill and to make sure that we complete the administration that is supposed to follow tomorrow for the bill to be able to be in the National Assembly on Wednesday. We thought that if we have it tomorrow, then we are going to have a very hectic program of chasing people around to complete the administration. And therefore, that's why we made this arrangement today. We know that we have disrupted some of your plans, but we hope that your plans have been disrupted for a good cause, which is part of our legacy. Honorable members, I hope that all of you have got a copy of the agenda, and we are just going to be busy today with, of course, it's a set of minutes, and then it's the National Minimum Wage Amendment Bill. That's what we are going to be busy with and look at the submissions that have been made, and then see how they actually affect the bill in one way or another. We do have today, I think it's from the legal services, we have got Michael Prince and we have got Delana. She's here. She has got a double barrel surname. That will be very difficult for me to attempt to pronounce, but I think it should be Harley Starkey. Not Haley Starkey, Harley Starkey. Harley Starkey, yes. And then they are from the legal services to assist us with the legal part that pertains to this legislative process. And we also have among ourselves as members today, we have got Honorable Mashova is with us, and then and Honorable Ramatakane is here then to assist us. And I think the secretary will speak to the apologies. I'm aware that Honorable Khwarai has just been picked at the airport, is on his way here. Secretary.
Thank you, Chair, and good evening to the members. Chair, I have actually formally received two apologies, one from Mr. Muteka of the EFF and one from Mr. America of the TA. But I'm also aware, Chair, that the committee is aware that Ms. Njobo had a bereavement, so I assumed that she is also, since last week, away. Those are the only apologies that I have received, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, I think those are the only apologies that we have, and they are not actually crippling us not to proceed with the meeting. Honorable members will remember that we did advertise the bill for public participation in the form of inputs that should be made, and that period closed last week Friday, I think, by end of business. And so one expects that we will receive the report on those inputs, the nature of those inputs and the relevance of those inputs to the business or the amendment in front of us. Honorable members will remember that the amendment bill that we are dealing with, it is just dealing with a cross-reference, correction of a cross-reference, not substance of the provision or whatever. It's just the cross-reference, that is what we are correcting only. And Right, and then the agenda is in front of yourself, honorable members. Anybody that's happy with the agenda, except that honorable Bakram.
I suppose we adopt the agenda.
Honorable Bakram is agreeing to, is proposing to adopt the agenda, honorable Van Schalkwyk.
I second the proposal, Chair.
Okay, thank you. And then that takes us then to the set of minutes at the back of your package. It may be in front if you have reordered it. Minutes of the 13th of March 2019. Honorable Bakram?
I propose we adopt those minutes.
The proposal for the adoption of the minutes of the 13th of March 2019 has been made. Honorable Tongwan?
I second the proposal, Chief.
The proposal has been seconded. Anybody that's got a problem with this set of minutes being adopted? None, then the minutes have been duly adopted. Honorable members, thank you very much for those set of minutes. And then that actually takes us now to the next item, which we should be dealing with the summary of the submissions. And that is the job of the content advisor, Zechariah. Okay. You don't have all the day.
Good evening, honorable members. By the end of the day on Friday, we had received five written submissions. I'm going to summarize the submissions. The first submission that we received was from a gentleman by the name of Elcott Matlala. His submission was that the bill must make provision for penalties for non-compliance. That was the substance of his submission. The second submission was from IMATU, which is an independent municipal and other trade unions. On that submission, the gentleman who submitted on behalf of IMATU was Johan Kuhn, who is their general secretary. The substance of his submission was that there has since been a change in the minimum wage for expanded public works program workers. It was increased to 11 rand 54 with effect from the 1st of November last year, 2018. So what he is actually saying is that what is legislated now has been like overtaken by events. So that is the substance of his submission. The third one was from BLF, Black First, Land First. Their submission was that they are proposing a national minimum wage of 25 rand per hour. And then there was a submission by COSATU, which was our fourth submission. COSATU submission was that the portfolio committee must ensure that the insertion of the clauses that were requested by the CCMA to make its judgment on the national minimum wage binding and not applicable to the labor court, as this had the effect, this has the effect of dragging on such matters to the unaffordable detriment of workers. So this issue was raised by the CCMA during the NCOP public hearings. So that was the substance of the COSATU submission. And lastly, we received the submission from CGE, which is Commission for Gender Equality. So CGE recommends that the funding model of the Department of Social Development be included in the amendment bill and be aligned with the bill to enable the offering of subsidies to care workers that are not below the national minimum wage. So those are all the submissions that were received. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I've seen that Nyakemba is here from the Department of Labor. And Matthew Parks from COSAT is also around here. And then the other gentlemen, I cannot make up their identities, have not been informed. I hope that they are from media and the rest. Honorable members, let me just simply indicate that I'm sure we have heard what the submissions are saying. All of them looks like they are not necessarily questioning our correction of the technical mistakes that we had. They are not talking to that. They are talking to other important issues that may require the Portfolio Committee of Labor to consider in future amendments, but not specifically to the specific issue that's in front of us. I've seen now is Honorable Bergram wants to raise something.
Thank you. If I may, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for our content advisor to do that research. We all saw the submissions. I'm sure we all read them through. In essence, you're correct. None of these submissions have anything to do with what we're talking about today at all. I'm not saying we should throw them into the wind, and you've suggested that the committee would look at it possibly in the sixth term of Parliament. In particular, what is raised by COSATU is very interesting and is certainly worth looking at. And also, I suggest that we very strongly look at the Commission for Gender Equality submissions, but not today. This has got nothing to do with what we're talking about. In essence, no one in the public has said anything at all about the proposed amendments. I don't think anyone's against it. People saw this as an opportunity to add something to our deliberations. I'm suggesting that we don't even deliberate on these because everyone can confirm that it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. In essence, I'm suggesting that we go over straight to the legal advisors who can tell us whether, in fact, the draft bill is in order and whether we can go ahead. That's my suggestion very strongly. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm sure I've had an opinion and... Honorable Van Calvey.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would also like to second the proposal that has been made by the Honorable Bagram, and also referring to the submission of COSATU. The first line, it states that COSATU welcomes and supports the National Minimum Wage Amendment Bill 2019, and we urge its speedy processing by the Parliament. So that's the only submission that's directly referring to what we plan to do. But, Chairperson, I would also like to make the proposal that the legal advisor also just stipulate to us his understanding of all the submissions just by way of saying irrelevant or something like that, submission one irrelevant and what, so that it can just be recorded accordingly. Thank you.
Okay, I think they will have that opportunity because, of course, they've got a lot to say about this bill. And honorable members, I think in general that we've got a secretary of the committee who is not having his term coming to an end and possibly will be the person that carries the legacy of this committee together with the legal services that are assigned here. These particular issues that have been raised, all of them are important matters that needs to be talked to. But unfortunately, they cannot be talked to now when we are busy with this amendment and even in this fifth term. Then I think it is important that the secretary of the committee ensures that the new committee that comes in May or June, and then these particular matters are put in front of them. And let them talk to them. And also the department, I think we have got the department here is a DDG that Mr. Mkhalipi then should also pick up on the submissions and make sure that the departments talk to them, and let's see how they can move forward. That then takes us to the Parliamentary Legal Services. Mr. Prince, can you take us on?
Thank you, Chair. From my side, good evening to you and to the members, colleagues and guests. Chair, I'm not going to repeat what the content advisor said correctly. We received 5 submissions. The content advisor correctly summarized the content of each submission. And in the summary, that was basically the legal detail also that the submissions contained. Maybe just to add, and it's something that you already mentioned, that most of the submissions support the need for the amendment. And in addition, they speak about the need for national minimum wage in general. However, none of the submissions specifically address our amendment that we advertised. Except for Kusatu that supports the amendment and said that we should move speedily in finalizing the bill. There are submissions who propose further amendments, Chair, like you correctly pointed out. And those are the only legal issues that came out of the submission, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, I think Legal Services has spoken. Is there any comment on their input, honorable members? Honorable Pascal Vig?
I think, Chair, we want to welcome the input made by the legal services, and I think we are in agreement as members that we should move forward in finalizing the bill that's in front of us. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Is there any further comment? None? No much of.
Thank you, Chair. I was just trying to second the.
Okay, thank you for the secondment, and then can we then hear the department and also possibly do we have anybody from NEDLAG? None. So Mkhalipi, what's your response? Although that you may have heard half of what we have spoken about up to now. In a nutshell, these 5 submissions that have been made, they are raising important issues, but they are irrelevant to the amendment bill that we are speaking about now. And then we are agreeing, the legal services are agreeing that they are not actually talking to the matter in front of us. And then now is the response now that we have heard. The proposal that we move forward. What is the response of the department?
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, honorable members. The department can also confirm 2 things. One, that the bill was also discussed at NEDLAG, and the resolution was taken at NEDLAG to support the changes that have been proposed in the bill. And the NEDLAG report will be submitted to the committee to show as soon as the ex-com meets. But NEDLAG has supported the deal. As a department, in terms of the amendments that have been made and the reports that have been given by the content advisor, that all the parties have commented to not talk to the content of the amendments, other than COSADO support it, we support that. And if there are issues that are coming up, as the chair has indicated, we will, as a department, also look on those comments and see what makes sense that we can take forward. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. And then we have got a positive support and from NEDLAG. And from Scalpi.
Thank you, Chair. Based on what has been said now, Chair, by the legal services as well as the department, I would like to put it on record, Chair, that we don't therefore need oral submissions or any public hearings in this regard. So it's safe to say that we can finalize the bill today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Definitely, as we have already confirmed that almost all of them are supportive by implication and directly. And no one is actually opposing, or we cannot read any insinuation that says they don't support the bill that is in front of us. And then can we then move a little bit forward now and look at the bill itself? We look at the bill itself, and then I can call upon Prince, the process, certification of compliance or whatever, all those things. And then is there anything that you want to raise legally, or the tagging and all that? If you are ready, Mike, you can proceed.
Thank you, Chair. The outstanding matters to prepare the bill for introduction was the tagging, the certificate from legal services, and a translation, Chair, and the bill to be published in, or to be printed in, an act form. All of those matters have been taken care of, Chair. The only outstanding matter is, in fact, the certificate was already sent to the bill's office. I handed you a copy of the certificate to say that legal services is in agreement that the bill is consistent with the Constitution and existing legislation, as well as the fact that the bill takes into account the mandate that was given to this committee by the National Assembly when the committee requested permission from the Assembly to draft an amendment bill. We can also confirm that the bill is properly drafted in the style and form that conforms with the legislative drafting practices that the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa adheres to. So that is, as far as the certificate is concerned. The only outstanding matter is the final tagging of the bill by the JTM. That matter will hopefully be finalized tomorrow, Chair, tomorrow morning first thing, and then the bill will be ready for introduction for a second reading, hopefully on the 20th of March, which is Wednesday. Do you want me to speak to anything else, Chair? Otherwise, that's it from my side.
Yeah, I think you have done your best. And then, honorable members, are we, the certificate is in front of me, that comes from the Office of the Legal Services in terms of compliance of the bill that is in front of you in terms of Rule 279 sub 4. Now, I just want to confirm, are we all having the copies in front of ourselves of the bill, the draft bill? Okay. And then the bill that we're speaking about, we're talking about the National Minimum Wage Amendment Bill, as initiated by the Portfolio Committee on Labor, as a committee bill. And that is B9-2019. That's the bill that we have with an ISBN number 978-1-485-850-0600-8. That's the bill that is in front of ourselves, honorable members. And then this bill only have two clauses in front of us. Of course, a long title, then to amend the National Minimum Wage Act 2018 so as to correct the cross-reference and to provide for matters connected therewith. That is the long title of the bill. And the bill has got only two clauses. Clause one, that Section 17 of the National Minimum Wage Act 2018 is hereby amended by the substitution for subsection 4 of the following subsection. Section 4 sub 8 takes retrospective effect from from 1 May 2017. We are replacing 4 sub 6 to 4 sub 8. That's what the clause 1 is speaking. It's making reference to Section 17 of the National Minimum Wage Act. And then the second clause, then it is just simply the title of the short title of the amendment bill. Now, can we talk to clause 1? Clause 1. Honorable members, are we in agreement? Are we speaking to it, Honorable Teko? And then Honorable Behram will follow. And if it's necessary, Honorable Van Scalbrink. In that order.
Chair, I don't know whether we are moving now. I want to move that we adopt clause 1 as it is.
Agreement with the clause or whether you want to make an amendment?
Chair,
to it.
I'm moving that we adopt clause 1 as it is on the bill. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. And I think the move to actually agree to clause 1 has been made. Anyone who support that, Honorable Behram?
Yeah, I second that. As long as it's absolutely correct, I think it is. I've had a look at it. I don't want to make another mistake. It's very embarrassing for us as a committee to actually go through this. But I second that. Thank you.
Okay. Then I think it is seconded. Anyone that has got a problem with clause 1 as is? None. Of course, the general rule is that Michael Prince and Zolani and Ngobo next to me here, together with Mkhalipi, they will have to find a way of making sure that any textual mistake doesn't happen this time around. This time around. Then can we go to the second clause, the short title? It is called National Minimum Wage Amendment Act 2019. That is what this act will be called. Anyone that has got a problem or anyone that wants to amend that and give maybe a better short title or agree with what it is proposed here? Honorable Tongwan?
Chair, I believe it is well titled and I agree.
Okay. Honorable Tongwan agrees that it is well crafted. And then anyone that agrees with Honorable Tongwan? Honorable Teko?
Thank you, Chair. I'm in agreement. I second the move by the Honorable Tongwan.
Okay. Anybody that has got a problem with the title as proposed? None, and then honorable members, then that means then there is an agreement on the title. I think we are done now. I think can I put then the entire bill as is? Now, it's no longer clause by clause. The entire bill as is. To yourselves, Honorable Van Scalbrink.
Thank you, Chair. I formally want to move for the adoption of the National Minimum Wage Amendment Bill, B9 of 2019.
Thank you very much. And Honorable Van Scalbrink has said it a mouthful on this bill, proposing that we adopt. Honorable Behram?
I second that. I was going to give him a chance.
No, he just arrived. No, you'll speak, you'll propose closure of the meeting. When he arrives there. Okay, thanks the move to adopt to agree to the bill as is, and it has been seconded by Honorable Behram, and then I want to thank all members for doing that. And then that takes me then to the report of the committee. Secretary, is all members having a copy of it? They don't have a copy. And then I need to read it for them because it would have been nice if copies would have been made. Yeah. Then we have got a report of the Portfolio Committee on Labour on the National Minimum Wage Amendment Bill B9-2019, dated today, the 18th of March 2019. The Portfolio Committee on Labour, having initiated the National Minimum Wage Amendment Bill, B9-2019, and classified by the Joint Tagging Mechanism as a Section 75 bill, reports as follows. 1. Introduction. When the National Minimum Wage Bill was introduced, the Section 17.4 correctly at the time cross-referred to Section 4.6. The committee, however, amended Section 4 with two additional subsections being inserted, so that the original Section 4.6 became Section 4.8. However, the required consequential amendment to Section 17.4 was not effected. The Portfolio Committee on Labour agreed to request permission in terms of Rule 273 sub 1 of the National Assembly to develop a committee bill, the National Minimum Wage Amendment Bill, B9-2019. The aim of the bill is to amend the National Minimum Wage Act 2018, which is Act No. 9 of 2018, so as to correct an incorrect cross-referencing in Section 17.4. It is envisaged that this amendment should be effected through the substitution of Section 17.4 of the Act of a new subsection, which reflects the correct cross-reference, namely Section 4, sub 8. This report outlines the process followed in developing this bill, the amendment made to the National Minimum Wage Act 2018, the Joint Tagging Mechanism's decision, its certification, and the recommendation to the National Assembly. 2. Process followed to amend the National Minimum Wage Act. On 16 January 2019, the Portfolio Committee on Labour unanimously agreed to initiate the process of a committee bill, the National Minimum Wage Amendment Bill, to correct the incorrect referencing error on the National Minimum Wage Act. The committee resolved to develop a draft memorandum as required by the National Assembly Rule 273 sub 1 and draft a bill if permission was granted by the National Assembly. On 16 January 2019, the Constitutional and Legal Services Office submitted a draft bill for the committee's consideration. The committee further engaged the Department of Labor and the National Economic Development and Labor Council so as to ascertain whether there will be any further cost implications the department will incur with the introduction of the bill. It is not envisaged that the implementation of the committee bill will incur costs. The committee advertised for public comments in the national daily and weekly newspapers, on Parliament's website, and on social media platforms, as well as in the Government Gazette number 42240, Notice 91 of 2019, and on 22 February 2019. The closing date for written submissions was Friday, 15 March 2019. The committee received 5 submissions from the following stakeholders, which were all considered on 18 March 2019, which is today. One is from Mr. Elcott Matala, in his own capacity as a member of the public. Number 2 is an independent municipal and allied trade union, IMATU. 3 is Black First, Land First. 4 then is Congress of South African Trade Unions. And then 5 is the Commission for Gender Equality. The committee considered and deliberated on the submissions received, as we have just done, I think, in the past few minutes. 3, there is classification. In terms of National Assembly Rule 279, sub 1, sub C, and sub 6, a bill introduced by the committee must include a legal opinion by the Parliamentary Legal Advisor on the classification of the bill. the legal opinion was submitted, and subsequently the joint taking mechanism classified the bill as a Section 75. That's the process that we dealt with the last week. Certification of the bill. In compliance with the National Assembly Rule 279, sub 4, a bill introduced by the committee must be certified by the Chief Parliamentary Legal Advisor or a Parliamentary Legal Advisor designated by her, Mr. M. Prince. The designated Parliamentary Legal Advisor certified that the National Minimum Wage Amendment Bill intended for introduction in the National Assembly by the Portfolio Committee on Labor is consistent with the Constitution and existing legislation. Properly drafted, that is B, properly drafted in the form and style which conforms to legislative drafting practice. 5. Recommendation. The Portfolio Committee on Labor, having considered the subject of the National Minimum Wage Amendment Bill, B9-2019, recommends that the House adopt this report and approve the second reading of the bill as introduced. 6. Acknowledgements. The Chairperson thanks all members of the committee for their active participation during the process of engagement and deliberations on the bill. Furthermore, the committee wishes to express its gratitude to the individuals, organizations, and stakeholders who participated in the process and contributed to the development of the bill. Then the report is to be considered by the National Assembly. That's the report that is in front of me. I now put the report in front of you, honorable members. Whether then there is anything that you want to add or you want to subtract, or honorable Behram?
I propose we adopt the report, other than to say that we all embarrassed that the mistake happened. Thank you.
I think that was in passing. honorable members, honorable Behram says now the report, and then it is in order. And then he proposed that we adopt it, Honorable Tego.
Thanks, Chair. I second the move by Honorable Bakram.
Thank you very much, and Honorable Tego then is seconding the adoption of the report. Anyone that has got a problem with us adopting the report to be our report that will go to the HEC? None. Then, honorable members, then the report is duly agreed to. Then I will append the signature on your behalf, so that then the report then goes to the HEC. Is there anything that I'm missing? None. What I'm missing is for Horizon to propose closure. just before you do that, honorable Horizon. Honourable members, I still need to thank you for having agreed to come today and to assist us to get through this. And it's a big job that we have done, because it seeks to complete the process that we have started. And this correction that we are doing today, it is a major protection of vulnerable workers out there, that without it being corrected and referenced correctly, and then we have got a lot of workers that are vulnerable that may be subjected to some sort of ill treatment by scrupulous employers. We hope that this will assist us to do so. But thank you very much, honorable members. And honorable Farai. Honorable Farai.
Chair, thanks very much, and I propose closure for.
No, thank you, and then I'll confirm it just a little bit later. Honorable members, I think it's in 15 minutes time, I think dinner was organized for yourselves, and we just need to make sure that we are there to actually enjoy the dinner to avoid the fruitless expenditure. Thank you, Honorable Behram. Then getting through that door then brings this meeting to the end. Thank you.